drachim siyoin give a moyed. The next kina echte nach numumi hevel v'chinoiri nepach leivel. So the Balakina is shrugging off the possibility of Menachem him. So we've spoken many times about the Nachumuni Hevel, when a person gives you min b'shein minoy, I mean placing X with something that's not shayach to it, that's a p'chin of Tanchumi Hevel. It might look like it, it's not the same thing. But there's another knetch that I'd like to be aiming on. It says v'chineri nefach le'evil. When a person takes an instrument, a kinner is something that is an instrument that is mevatis simcha. Kismachtan shem falecha, and all of it, you know, he goyim bechinar. The kinar is always there as a kli of bitif simcha, and b'meila when a person wants him mivata simcha, he uses a kinar. The kinar was nefach le'evil, and the shevim wanted that we should use the kinar and the navel for bad, and b'meila it's nefach aleinu for ra. So just like a person, the mashal, let's say a person associates a certain toif, let's say a certain place with nice things. It's a place where parties happen. It's a place where simchas take place. And then, Rahman Atzlan, there's a slaughter there or something like that. So I'll say, oh, you know what? You look very distraught. You look very this. I'll take you out again to this place. But this place itself is ma'irer. The difficulty to me. So it's not only it's two things. I've suffered, and the suffering is in a way that it's taking away the possibility of nichum, because I suffered dafka in the air of the nichum. The Beis Hamikdash was a place where Klal Yisrael went for the best. This is the makom where the Shechina was there. It was a makom of simcha. It was a makom of yoifi. Everything about the Beis Hamikdash was the place of a person was lacking in ruchnias, a person was lacking in simcha, if a person was lacking in anything. So he went to Beis Hamikdash and got recharged. And that was sort of a kina for Klal Yisrael, that they would become rejuvenated. So no matter what happened to him in a shtetl, wherever he was, Beis Hamikdash would recharge him. But when the Beis Hamikdash became the Mokum Churban, and became the Mokum Churban, this is where my sense of Churban is, then I've lost the potential for Nichum. It's the person that, imagine a person has a very close friend, and the close friend betrays him. So I have two problems. I was betrayed, and who am I going to talk to now? One of the incredible, parenthetically remark, one of the incredible churbanis that communism made was people lost the ability to talk to anybody. Because normally when things are hard, I'm going through a difficult period, I open up to somebody. But if this person gets me arrested, I can't open up to him. Beis Hamikdash was in our conscious the place of chedva. This is where there was v'samach tefnei Hashem, v'samach tefnei Hashem akecha, simcha in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the makom of panim el panim. Everything that we have that is simcha and toiv is in Beis Hamikdash. If in the Beis Hamikdash HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machr of everything, if it dafka that became the makom of charei naf, of kotza hamatza listareya, then two things. We've lost, but we've also lost the ability to reconnect. It's a double churban. And that's why he says, where is the arm that's reaching out to me, Menachemi? That's gone. My tsar is that the part of Klai Yisrael that would always be Menachem Klai Yisrael, that itself was destroyed. And b'meila, on the surface of it, it's not shaykh to have any more nichumim.